With only weeks left until Election Day, Livingston County Clerk Sherry Parks says she has noticed a shift in attitudes toward politics and the idea of voting this year.
It's important to everybody, it seems like. It is not just elderly, middle-aged, younger adults. It's just everybody that's showing interest.
This election season is particularly different, as is in the middle of a pandemic. How to modify the election to keep voters safe has been a topic of concern for many, which has paved the way for absentee and mail-in voting to become a much more viable option for some people. At the time of the interview, the Livingston County Clerk's Office had received 508 applications for an absentee ballot and 319 filled ballots. Park says she expects the office to get busier as the election draws closer.
We were really busy at the very beginning, and then we've kind of slowed down, but it's just hard to tell. I believe it's just going to continue to get busier.
While taking a drive to Livingston County into Chillicothe, it's hard not to notice the campaign signs on your way into town. Park says people's heightened enthusiasm for voting, along with some hotly contested races in the area, could contribute to a higher voter turnout than usual.
Just because of all of the attention and the tone of the country and everything that's going on, I do believe that we'll have a good turnout. We usually have anywhere from about 65% to 73%, so I project it will be in the mid to upper 70s, if not more.
Demographics are an important part to understanding voting trends and voters themselves. Park says that in her estimation for voter turnout, she is expecting all age groups to show up.
You know, it's everybody. I'm having people that are middle-aged registering to vote for the first time. I have had young people register to vote. It's just everybody. There's an interest every place.
At a time where more people are becoming politically aware and energized about voting, some people just aren't sold quite yet. Parks details some ways to help people become more enthusiastic and interested in voting.
If you're on the fence, just educate yourself on the candidates. If there are candidates that you just don't know a lot about, you can skip that, but you can vote in the areas that you are educated on and have an opinion. There's a couple of constitutional amendment questions on the ballot that are important as well. So I just think people ought to educate themselves and become active in voting.
For KMZU, I'm Taya White.